We're going to get started here, and here we go. All right. Well, good morning, and thank you for coming to this Sunday school. I'm not Pastor Rayburn, but he's away for today, and we thought we'd take advantage of this time to be able to pray for everything that's going on in Ukraine with the war there, and join our brothers and sisters there that are suffering during this time. So I thought I'd start off by reading a few passages, starting with 1 Corinthians 12, 26 through 27. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. And then Romans 12, 15, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the blessing that you have given us to be able to worship here this morning. We're inconvenienced by the change in time and perhaps a little sleepier than usual. But Lord, that is nothing in comparison with the struggles our brothers and sisters are enduring in your Ukraine. And so, Father, we do pray for them. We pray for this time this morning as we unpack a little bit about what is going on over there. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to have a heart for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and also in Russia. And we ask, Father, that you would guide this time, that it would be glorifying to you, and that you would be with us and speak through us. And we ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. So most of what I would like to do today is spend time in prayer, just picture this kind of as a Wednesday night prayer meeting, but during Sunday morning. But first, I'd like to give a little bit of an update of what's going on in Ukraine. I have kind of scoured all the materials from Mission to the World and different news sites and what pastors are asking us to pray for. And I thought I would share some of the key things that they all seem to have in common so that we can be thinking about these. So why are we here this morning? We're here primarily to pray. But let me give you this update from Mission to the World's country director in Ukraine. His name is John. I'll just stick to first names for today. Now two weeks into this invasion turned war, the crisis is starting to slip from the front page and isn't in every conversation. But I would urge you to continue to read, listen, and pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, still very much in harm's way. When something this terrible and emotional is happening, the impulse can be to turn away. One way to engage is to listen to stories of individual people and then take the sadness and anger to God in prayer, to turn it into a plea for mercy. So we're here this morning to pray for an end to this war, to pray for God's mercy over the people of Ukraine, and to do so in an informed manner. But first, I want to, before we go into that, I wanted to encourage you to think of this idea about suffering with, alongside our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. And to think of it this way, you know, if you're in high school and you are living in Ukraine, what is changing in your life? You know, you're being ripped out of your schools, you're being torn away from your friendships and your family members. If you're not over 18, you're leaving the country and you're going to live somewhere you've never lived before with people you've never met before. If you are a student in college or seminary, you might be almost finished with your degree, and now all of a sudden that is completely disrupted and you are pulled out of that scenario. If you're working, your income is now cut off. All the things that you've been investing in or are planning for are now disrupted. If you're newlywed or about to be married or are pregnant or have just had a newborn, imagine kind of what you'd be going through in these different scenarios as we look go over some of this material. If you're a parent or if you're a grandparent, think about the struggles you might have. In some ways, as we think through these different categories and as you think of the people that you kind of represent in your different age groups, it helps us to more effectively pray because I don't know what somebody in their 50s or 60s is feeling right now here, and I can't imagine what they would feel like in Ukraine in the middle of a war where everyone's being torn apart. But you might be able to imagine that better. I might better be able to imagine what a pastor might feel like in his 40s, you know, and what he would be struggling with, so I could pray more effectively that way. So as we listen to these things, think about how you would feel, how you would struggle through these things, and how you can pray for our brothers and sisters there. So with that in mind, let's get started. So Mission to the World is our PCA sending agency, and they write, our missionaries are curating stories from the church in Ukraine. And they have, if you're interested, and I would encourage you to look through them, they have a website called voiceofukraine.com with dashes between Voice of Ukraine. And in that, and you can find it through the back of your bulletin, there's a little insert there for Missions to the World. You'll see it today if you are going to the second service. And you can just scan that code, and then you can look at that website, and you'll find all the stories of the different pastors and missionaries that are currently in Ukraine going through this crisis. And each day they're updating either through video or through letters, just small blog posts. Here's what happened today. Here's how we need your prayers. The more you can understand what's going on there, the better we can pray. The missionaries and members of 15 partner churches of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church of Ukraine are caring for refugees moving toward the border and into neighboring countries. And they're working with them to provide aid and resources to believers and the surrounding community, both inside Ukraine and across the border. They ask that people would help by providing food, shelter, clothing, and other essentials to those in need, and they ask that we join in prayer. And again, we're here primarily to pray, but I want to outline three ways in which that we can tangibly, prayer is a tangible way we can serve, but also other ways in which we can serve, right? First, on the back of our bulletins, you'll see that Mission to the World is trying to raise support for this relief. Their goal is to raise $2 million. Their initial goal was $1 million, and they realize they're going to need a lot more than that for the ongoing needs. So they raised it to $2 million. And in the last 18 days, they raised $1,573,000. So they're almost already at that goal. I think they've really undershot how much they actually are going to need. So one way you can give, one way you can help is by giving through that. There's also links on there. There's going to be one at 12 o'clock where you can tune into a live Zoom phone call where one of the missionaries or pastors in Ukraine will be explaining how we can be praying for them and the needs they have. So that's one way. But there's a second way you can help as well. Mission to the World has a new initiative on the ground called Directed Crisis Response. I don't know if you'd heard, but Ukraine had kind of opened the doors and said, anyone who wants to fight can come join us and bring their weapons or come and just help. You know, fight, you don't have to be Ukrainian. Well, Mission to the World is doing something similar, but on the other side. And Mission to the World is seeking for people with different skill sets and a willingness to help with efforts in Ukraine and in bordering friendly countries. Again, on that QR code on the back of your bulletin, you can scan that and you can see all the ways in which you can help, right? They need people who can help with translation. Maybe many of you can't do that, but there's people who, they need medical help, construction help. If you know how to cook, they could use a cook, an admin, someone who could do counseling, people with military background or crisis care. There's many different ways. So that's a second way to help through their directed crisis response. And a third way is praying for and also offering housing for displaced Ukrainians. They're looking for first priority places of refuge in Europe, but they also welcome those in other countries to respond as well. If you have Airbnb credits or hotel credits and you can offer those, I think that's another way that you can help out. So those are some tangible ways, but here's some prayer requests that we can be thinking of. First, we can be praying for those who are still in Ukraine and cannot leave. On February 24th is when the invasion began into Ukraine, and Russian soldiers have been targeting civilians and their homes, places of work, and schools. We have two people in our church who I met last week named Vitaly and Liliana. They're somewhat new to our church. Apparently, they came over 2 years ago. But anyway, they have asked for prayer for their family. Liliana has family that cannot leave, as her sister's in-laws are elderly and they cannot be moved. So they are stuck in Ukraine. So we can be praying for those who are stuck in Ukraine, who cannot be moved, who cannot leave, and who are being targeted by the soldiers. They also ask for prayer for a city named Mariupol in Ukraine. I don't know how to pronounce that, but that was my best guess. That appears to be suffering more than any other region, they said. It's under enormous attacks and people are losing access to water, power, and heat. Vitaly mentions he thinks it'll only be through a miracle that they'll be able to live through this time. And I read an update last night that said that humanitarian aid is expected to reach the city on Sunday, today, which is much needed due to the fact that Russian forces have encircled the city, and the city's been without food, water, heat, and medical supplies for more than a week, and it's endured heavy shelling. So prayer for those who are in Ukraine, prayer for those who can't leave, who are surrounded right now, and if you know the situation at all, it's winter there, and it is very, very cold, and they have no water, heat, or food for over a week now. Or very, very little food and water. So the next area that I wanted to kind of highlight is that Russia is working on sort of what they call humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians from several cities, including the one I just mentioned in Kyiv. Out of the six routes that they've offered, though, four of those go directly to Russia, and many Ukrainians, understandably, don't want to go to Russia to escape the Russian invasion. And so the Ukrainian government has said, no, we're not going to do that. So pray for that, because even you know, civilians trying to evacuate are being targeted, and they're not giving options to leave. So that's another big prayer request. And then the aid is not being able to come in. So Russia is also preventing some of the aid from coming into Ukraine that's needed. Another area for prayer is Ukrainian refugees who have been able to flee to other countries. Mission of the World writes, as of today, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are crossing the borders of their homeland into neighboring countries. They have no certainty of ever seeing their homes or families again. And due to martial law, men from 18 to 60 years of age are not allowed to leave the country. So they're all saying goodbye on the border, and the men are being redirected back to fight. As a result, many families are separated as fathers kiss their wives and children goodbye and send them westward to safety. It's believed that as many as 5 million people will be displaced as a result of the war. The missionaries on the ground tell stories about a few people who are renting homes there out of a two-bedroom apartment, and they've had 50 people come through their apartment on their way to safety, and they're trying to redirect them. And this is particularly important because, as I'll mention here in a minute, if you don't have good people helping with this exodus, if you don't have good people helping the Ukrainians find housing and find respite, you have those who are trying to take advantage of the situation, which we're going to get into here. It's kind of the really dark side of this war. But two missionaries that we pray for who work in Romania are in the thick of helping their friends and teammates who have fled from Ukraine. Some refugees are with them there, and they're helping to coordinate refugee efforts as well. So pray for our missionaries, both in Ukraine and in surrounding neighboring countries that are receiving hundreds of thousands of refugees. So you can also be praying for this directed crisis response that I had mentioned earlier, that people would be willing to get up and go and to help. There's a lot to be done there, a lot of administration, a lot of cooking, a lot of medical needs, translation, etc. Prayer for them and prayer for the refugees as they are separated from their husbands and fathers. You know, as I dug in to learning about this, it was pretty discouraging news. But many people, as they're trying to flee, are still receiving, you know, attacks. And one lady, as she held her baby, cried in this interview. She was weeping because her two kids had been buried through this shelling that had just. She's like, I just had to leave them there, and I couldn't do anything. We couldn't bring them, you know. And it just gives a picture of the struggle that they're going through. So many are dealing with that. We need to be praying for those as they're that cannot help their families leave because of death, and then also those who are fleeing for another country, but have to some are staying for to help. So we have a pastor and his wife that writes in to this Mission to the World curated website of all the different pastors, and he writes that he sent his daughter to a neighboring country, and he talks to her every day. She's in Romania, and he says that we're very blessed there. She says this. People give her much attention and help her with food, medicine, and they're even bringing toys. But she cries a lot and can't eat because she worries about her parents back in Ukraine. Prayer for illness, again, the weather, prayer for aid to be offered, prayer for the pastors who are ministering to the churches still in Ukraine, and those who are doing so via Zoom as well. And then the dark part that I was talking about earlier is that one of the difficulties with so many women and their children having to flee Ukraine is that they now are having to depend heavily on people who they don't know. So they only have the clothes on their back and maybe a little bit of money and food, but they're desperate to find new housing. And the news is reporting that human trafficking is becoming a major issue and a huge concern. One report was talking about how they have undercover policemen kind of in the areas, and this one policeman was explaining how there was a van that pulled up with three men in it, and they were trying to offer help to all these different women, and he came over to the van, and they just took off because clearly they were up to no good. There are many AP news reports as millions of women and children flee across Ukraine's border in the face of Russian aggression. Concerns are growing over how to protect the most vulnerable refugees from being targeted by human traffickers or becoming victims of other forms of exploitation. So that's, and they also mentioned, their desperate need makes them more vulnerable to human trafficking, abuse, organ harvesting, and more. So just the horrors of war, but also the horrors of sin and those who would take advantage of the already helpless. I'll kind of end here, and we'll begin a time of prayer. But on the other side, there are pastors who, this one pastor named Pastor Oleg has decided to join the defenders fighting in Kyiv. Asking why he wouldn't evacuate, he said, "It would be easier for me to run away and pray, but we're taking the church to where people are. I'm doing this because I want my men to survive or to die knowing God. Speak up for us," he says. "Pray for us. We will defend our land, but we need someone to cover us with prayers and to spread the word about what's going on in Ukraine." Another pastor writes, "Because of your prayers, our pastors are still alive. We are trying to be a good example for our kids, our wives. I'm not really a courageous person. I'm not. I don't like the fight and that kind of thing." But they're asking for us to cover them with our prayers. There are men like this that are again on the front lines who are witnessing to the soldiers as they fight alongside them. So we can be praying for that. We can pray for the efforts of evangelism and church planting within Mission to the World and others as they seek to bring the good news of the gospel into a very, very dark situation. So that's what I have for us today. We'll enter in a time of prayer, but I wanted to offer an opportunity if anyone else wanted to add anything to that. Yes, Todd.
Quick question. On the opposite side, too, I know we have missionaries and
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do. No, we do. I didn't quite include that here just because there's so much on Ukraine. And I was very tempted to be praying particularly for both sides, because obviously Russia's going to be affected as well. I was even talking with my wife about this morning. Russia will be affected, but its effect will be primarily financial, and I think there'll be some hardships, but their homes are still intact. They're with their families for the most part, and I'm not saying that their suffering doesn't matter, but but it is different. And so I haven't been able to go through. I have newsletters right here in front of me, but they're pretty long that I haven't been able to go through yet on that. But we can talk about that. Yeah, Jerry. It is. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. So the new law makes it so that any, even news source that reports that this is a war, I think it's a 15-year prison sentence, five or 15 years, I can't remember. The first one I read was said 15 years. So if any Christians tried, and that's another reason why we're trying not to use names for their safety, because we do have missionaries working within Russia as well, and if they are helping or speaking out against this war, they face jail time or worse. Yes. Absolutely. Well, and I think it's just so discouraging to know that, Russia's unable to know the reality of what's happening, because they're even shutting down Facebook and other groups that allow for new information to come in. They're just shutting it all down. So, any other thoughts? Yeah. Do you have any updates on family that you could share that we can be praying for? Thank you. Again, I do want to encourage you to think about even signing up for some of these updates through Missions of the World or, you know, tuning in. I followed a few pastors who are updating there on Facebook, just so you won't forget, because we're doing okay here. You know, we're complaining about the hour change. I also complained. I'm not judging you guys, but there are much greater, much more suffering happening around the world that we can be praying for. So, again, also just a reminder. You know, if you could highlight, you know, your particular age group. You know, you don't have to do that, but it's one helpful way. Think about the struggles you would be facing if you were there within your particular job description or your place in life, and pray for people within those categories as well. I think that'll help us cover them better. Any other comments, questions before we enter a time of prayer?
You said this is like the Wednesday night thing, so are you doing all the prayers, or is everyone chiming in, or what?
My hope is that everyone will chime in. Please? And yeah, just if you could, my dad taught us when we were in Peru to keep the ABCs of prayer effective: audible, biblical, and Christ-centered, or brief, audible, brief, and Christ-centered. So make sure that everyone can hear you. You don't need to pray for everyone else's sake. We're all praying to God, and keep them Christ-centered. So this is also, I would encourage you not to make this a time for political statements. Make sure your prayers are such that we can all agree with them. And yeah, let me get us started, and then we can pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our God and that you hold all things in your hands. And Lord, we know that you know the situation as it is. We know in part, a very small part, not even third hand, probably much further than that. And it grieves our hearts. Lord, we pray for those men and women and children who are struggling and are just devastated. We pray, Father, that you would guide our prayers even now. I lift up pastors who are on the front lines, who are having to care for their family, but also want to care for the church as they struggle, and they need to hear from their pastors. They need the prayers of their pastors. They need guidance. We pray, Father, for those who do not yet know you, those on the front lines, those who are escaping. Lord, use this opportunity for the advancement of your kingdom, that you might be glorified even in the midst of such hardship and such evil. And we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust you. them as they have grandchildren. Pray that they would use their resources wisely to care for their own family, but also to be a blessing to those around them. And that they would immerse themselves in your word. So many of the Psalms and Proverbs speak to the horrible situation that they're in. And that they, like David so often would, cry to you in their limited abilities, but then trust in your goodness, as Connie had prayed, that your love endures forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Holy Father, you are eternal, and all things come under your hand. We pray, Father, for a confusion with these invaders, that they do not understand what they're doing, that you would send your Holy Spirit to totally turn them around from what they are doing and stop them, Father. We ask for your mercy upon these who are your people as well as we are. Thank you for your children there. Be with them, Father, and protect them. Put a hedge around them that they be not destroyed or hurt, that they might cry out to you and be helped you. Father, help them. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Lord, I pray for the young people, especially the young men who are just 18 and having to stay in Ukraine, how scary that must be, and leaving behind a friend would be. Very hard, Lord. I also pray for all these people who are growing up in this crisis, who are going to learn to hate the people who are attacking them, and that might cause a lot of bias against Russian people and the Ukrainians. Lord, I just pray for all these people who, when there are struggles in my life, Lord, it's hard for me to see reality as real, and especially in such a dire circumstance, Lord, to face this when you're young and you're trying to help your family, but there's also not much you can do, Lord. Please bring them peace, but also strength, and help them to love those who are attacking them, and to pray for them too. Lord, in your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we are concerned about our own country, that we might not be desensitized. As a child, went back when I heard that the front news are paying less and less attention, as if distance is going to free us from the ripple effect of evil. We pray, Father, we might come to you in faith and ask the Prince of Peace to come down. Wouldn't this be a good time for you to come, Lord, and put order and sell your kingdom? Nevertheless, we just want to rest in your intervention through prayer, through faith, to trust in a childlike manner, hoping that those people who have seen their loved ones being those into a common grave and being buried like in body bags like those, Father, please protect us from evil to spread all over the world. We are not prepared unless we trust in the Prince of Peace, and we ask his direct intervention, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our Father, we pray for the people in Russia who don't know what's going on, who wouldn't approve of it if they did know what was going on. Be with those that are connected with our churches and help them to be safe. And just we just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, please be with the volunteers and the people who are going to help defend Ukraine and steal them. What they will do, and just work these
supply and get what they need. We pray that this would be a time that many come to know you and that they can love those around them and find your love. We also pray for Albina, our Ukrainian exchange or international student at Covenant, and her family leaving Ukraine and those still in Ukraine, that you would give her peace and that your church would stand strong during this crisis. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I do pray eyes are opened and that the truth will be known and will be seen. And please, Father, guard these relief caravans that are trying to get into the to help, give them safety, particularly in Mariupol, that they can get the food and the medicine in. They are trying to do repeatedly, and they are trying again at this time. And be with them, Lord, and provide them safety. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Father, there is human trafficking. We think of those young girls. We think of parents that cannot do anything for their children. Yet in the middle of this great cosmic warfare, there is that use of the strong over the weak, over the more powerful, over the meek. Intervene, Lord, especially with your household, the believers that are right now praying and waiting for your intervention. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I pray for Vladimir Simonov, his family's over there. He has 17 brothers on the phone line. And I ask that you send your angels to protect them and to watch over them as they endure. And I pray for blood on his heart. But, he finds the peace and solace in you, and that all of us too remember to know that even in war, we can find peace between you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for bringing us Vitaly here even this morning. Thank you, Lord, for his presence here, reminding us to pray. And Father, we pray that you would comfort him and his wife as they have much family back in Ukraine who are suffering. We pray, Lord, for your protection over them, and we ask you specifically for Liliana's sister and her husband and his parents, as they cannot be moved right now. They cannot leave. And we pray, Father, for your protection over them. Lord, we know that you can do that. We pray, Lord, that you would provide all that they need, and that you would be their rock and their fortress when everything around them is falling apart. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. He's a powerful, powerful man, but you are more powerful. Lord, we pray that you would overtake him. We pray that you would give him a new heart that would bring miraculous, Lord. You know how to take care of this man. And so, Lord, like so many of the Psalms, we ask you to see
what you want them to do. Help them to have peace, as they know that their country is invading another country, and help them to know your peace and to know the best way to help, and give them just help them to trust in you.
Father, we think of these men who have been drawn away from their families suddenly. We know how much it is for families to stick together. And now, Father, the pain that they have, having a weapon put in their hands when they're untrained, and being forced to do something that might be very fearful for them. We pray, Father, for their strength and their courage, and that the separation from their families would not be overwhelming to them. Help them, Father, to trust in a God, trust in you, our Savior. Be with them, Father, at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, and along those lines, we pray for those fathers who know that they've already lost some of their sons or daughters. And Lord, we pray for the mothers who are on the other side of the country, fleeing for their lives, who are separated from their husbands, and they're both dealing with great loss of life in their own family. We pray for your comfort over them. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to protect the little ones. We ask for your mercy, and Lord, we ask that you would come quickly. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, throughout ages, your church has been a light. We pray that in Ukraine, they will be a light on those who don't have hope. We know that when we have nothing else but you, Lord, we can be the most joyful that we ever are, because the only the true joy comes in you, Lord. And we pray that in Russia, your light will shine and reveal the truth, Lord, and that there will be Christians who are brave enough to stand up and speak out.
Lord, we pray for this amazing transformation in your church there, and reward them, Lord. Reward them, Lord, with your presence, your joy, the feeling that you are being used, they are being used by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we pray that you extend your supernatural protection. Send in your angels, God, around your people, around the pastors bravely taking a stand both in Russia and in Ukraine. Pray that when this horrific time closes, however it does, we will hear many stories of your grace being sufficient, of your saving many lives and many people when all was dark. I pray in Jesus' name.
Mm.
Amen.
Father, we would be naive to think that our prayers are going to make any difference. It isn't, but it is in the name of the powerful name of our Lord Jesus, your Son, that we pray that at this time when there is an opportunity to love one another and aids are going there is also corruption. We pray, Lord, that the breads and the barrel of water may arrive in time to the quivering lips of that old lady who is hungry and doesn't have any hope. But in the hand of please, Lord, rule and overrule the wicked who is going to take advantage of this opportunity to live out of the needy. May the greedy be in place, and we ask the power of the name of our Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we could spend a lot more time praying, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us to spend a lot more time praying. Father, help us not to forget our brothers and sisters. Help us to remember to pray for them, to pray for our brothers and sisters in Russia, to pray for our brothers and sisters in the surrounding areas and neighboring countries that are receiving these refugees. Lord, we pray for strength for them. We pray for resources for them. We pray for open arms, and we pray, Lord, for good people to be the ones who are embracing them. Lord, we pray that you would provide safe passage for those who are seeking safety. We pray, Father, that you would provide resources. We thank you, Lord, for the $1.5 million that has already been raised in 18 days. We pray, Father, that Missions of the World would reach their $2 million goal even this week, and that they would continue to receive donations that they might be able to use that for the aid of those who are escaping and those who are trying to build their lives again. Father, we do pray also for the missionaries and their families as they struggle to meet all these different needs and they're stretched so thin. We pray, Lord, for more volunteers, more missionaries, even short-term missionaries for weeks or months. We pray, Father, that they might be able to come alongside them and be a support and aid to them to relieve them when they are overworked and stressed. We pray, Father, that you would provide for their needs as well. Lord, we pray that in taking in refugees, that they themselves would not be harmed in some way. Father, we also pray, Father, for the pastors and the leaders who are doing this important work. We pray your protection over them and their families. Father, we ask, Lord, for aid to continue to come in rapidly, not only into Ukraine, but to all those who need it around. And Father, we also pray for the president of Ukraine. Father, we thank you for bringing him into this position and at this time, and we ask, Lord, for his safety. We ask for him and for all the leadership in Ukraine that you would just protect them and give them wisdom to know how to defend their country. And Lord, we pray for your protection over them and their families. And Lord, as a watching world sees this crisis and feels helpless to help, Lord, we ask that you would help the church to demonstrate that we are your hands and feet. Lord, help us to show them love. Help the world to see how we care for those who have such great need. Lord, we pray that you would help us to respond in prayer, but also to respond with our finances and for those who can to go. Lord, for those who can provide housing, to provide it. Lord, we pray that your church would band together and that they would mightily demonstrate your hand in the midst of such a dark place. Lord, as we conclude our time here this morning, we ask that you would keep this on our hearts and minds and in our prayers. And we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.